Eternal Rock of Ages, we glorify your name, we give you honor, we give you praise for the opportunity to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we are about to go into your word this morning. We ask that the Holy Spirit, who is the great teacher, to interpret your word to us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for a heart of flesh that will be able to retain and do what your word says in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So we continue our series, Hearing from God, you know. We've talked about the why do I need to hear from God, how do I become a hearer, you know. So today we are looking at what are the ways God speaks to us. No, we still remember our memory verse, which is the book of Numbers. Can we go to the memory verse again? Numbers 12:6. Can we go? It's on our bulletin. Among you. Praise the Lord. Say, God will speak to us in a vision, in a dream, you know. And we know that those are some of the ways that God speaks to us, if we care to listen. You know, it all depends on us. We have to desire it. You know, it's not just to happen. It's not going to happen just like that. We have to desire it. And God will give us the desire in Jesus' name. So today we are going to be looking at what are the ways God speaks to us. See, as stated above, God is interested in every aspect of our lives. That is very true. We know that in the book of 3 John chapter 2. 3 John verse 2. It's a popular Bible passage that we all know. If you are there before me, can you please read? God is interested in every area of our life.
In good health, even as thou so prospereth.
Praise the Lord. You know, God said that we be in good health and we prosper, even as, you know, God is interested in every aspect, prosperity, everything about us. And you all know that that prosperity, you know, may not be the physical one we can see now. You know, it's a result of a quality living for God, you know, quality life, you know, commitment, dedication, and action, you know. That is the prosperity we are talking about. You know, when we are committed to the things of God, when we are dedicated, then God will begin to bless us, begin to see the blessing. So that is what God is saying this morning. He is interested in every aspect of our life, you know. So what is interested in is we should know the word of God, and we do it. You know, we have to obey it. It's not just knowing it. It's not that we can even read it. We have read it and quote it. No, the blessing is in the doing. That is when the prosperity will come, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, as a result, He speaks to us in diverse ways that we may not comprehend, except we pay attention to our spiritual life. That is it. It's very important. Like I said the other time, I say it's very important that we pay attention to our spiritual life. You know, there are many distractions. There are many things. You know, there are noise everywhere. So that is why it's good. Just like the Bible encourages us to do that, we should separate time, you know, separate time out of our busy schedule, that we should be in the presence of God. That is how God will speak to us. It's very important. Our spiritual life is just, you know, praying, fasting, being committed to the word of God, reading it and do what He says. About 2 weeks ago, you know, I can assure you that God is still speaking to people who care to listen. You know, maybe last 2 weeks ago, I went to somewhere. And the person just called me and said, "Oh, Pastor, you know, God has been speaking to me about something in this house." I just kept quiet and I looked at him, and he told me that God spoke to him and said that we should be worshiping God in the best place, you know, in the best place, the most beautiful place in His house. Then I said, "Well," I said, "that is good." I said, "Thank God for your life." And I said, I just look at it. I said, "We are talking about hearing from God in the church, and somebody is." He said, "I think God must have been telling him, because most of the time when we go there, he may not be at home." So he said, "Okay, maybe if the wife is not doing it, now that you are here, I'm going to say it to your face." He said, "If either I'm here or I'm not here, please, this is the place. This is the most beautiful place in my house, and this is where I want the house house fellowship to take place. Say, God has been telling me. And when somebody say God is telling him to do something, who are you to complain? Even the wife may not like it, but she can't complain. You know, because anytime God asks you to do something and you do it, I envy those people, because the blessing that will come thereof, because it's going to open the windows of heaven to bless the person, and the person may not have room to contain it, and that will be our stories in Jesus' name. He said this means that we must be a spiritual, you know, a spiritual worldview, you know. We have to be, that is everything that is all about, you know. You know, we have to be in the spirit. It's very important. That is why it's very important for us as a Christian that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. We can't afford. Can the usher take the children, please? So, as I'm saying before, we can't afford to grieve the Holy Spirit. We can't, so that without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. So, let's quickly open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 16. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 16.
Might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake forgave I it in the person of Christ. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Okay. 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life. And who
where are you reading? Second, First Corinthians.
Second.
First Corinthians chapter 2, verses second. 9 to 16.
Second.
Whoever, as the scripture says, what no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him. But it was to us that God made known his secret by means of his Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, even the hidden depths of God's purpose. It is only our spirit within us that knows all about us. In the same way, only God's Spirit knows all about God. We have not received this world spirit. Instead, we have received the Spirit sent by God, so that we may know all that God has given us. So then we do not speak in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by Spirit, as we explain spiritual truths to those who have the Spirit. Whosoever does not have the Spirit cannot receive the gifts that come from God's Spirit, such as people really do not understand them, and they seem to be nonsense, because their value can be judged only on a spiritual basis.
Okay. For are you praise the Lord. Well, I think we should go back and read it. We all know it's 1 Corinthians you know, chapter 2, verses 9 to 16. Basically, what he's talking there is that, we cannot imagine what God has in store for us. You know, he's talking, my own version of the Bible here, he's talking about the deep things, you know. If you are not spiritually minded, you cannot understand the deep things of God. You know, and the deep thing we are talking about here is Jesus' resurrection and God's plan of salvation. If you are not spiritually minded, you may not understand all those things. You may not understand, you know, what Christ has done for us. And the Holy Spirit is our source. That is why I said it's very important that we don't grieve the Holy Spirit, you know, because even we should not, that is why the Bible says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why we should not abuse our body. We all know, because there are some things that we do to our body that the Holy Spirit will not be there. We are talking about ways God speaks to us. God can speak to us through the Holy Spirit. And it is very important, just like I've said before, that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit, you know, so that we can have a line of communication with God. You know, we cannot afford that line to be broken, because God will not communicate with us. Ours will not be, our story will not be like that in Jesus' name. You know, because God has many media of expressing himself, he can choose to speak to you through everyday events, having a special meaning in whatever context you may find it. Yes, it's very important, you know. God may choose to speak to us, you know. Sometimes we can just wake up and look at the stars, you know. We can just look at the moon and say, this is wonderful, you know. And God will be speaking to us through all those things. We can see that one in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans 1:20, talking about ways God can speak to us. Okay. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know, God can speak to us through those things. Sometimes we just look at it and say, isn't God wonderful? You know, sometimes when look at the time difference, sometimes you call people in Nigeria and they ask you, oh, what time are you now? You say, oh, we've just woken up. They will tell you, oh, we are about to go to bed now. Then sometimes I just look and say, isn't this God wonderful? You know, make everything perfect, you know. There will be time for summer, there will be time for everything. And that's why sometimes I can't even believe it, and some people will still stay behind and say there's no God, you know, looking at all these beautiful things that God has made available for us. And people, that's why the Bible said anybody who says there's no God is a wicked fool. The person should be really wicked. You know, look at all these beautiful, beautiful things. Look at each and every one of us. We have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, God can speak to us through those things. You see people, you know, things that God, you know, look at people, how what God is using them to do, and just look at them and say, this is wonderful. So God can speak to us through those things that we see, you know. And at other times, it may take the occurrence of unnatural event like the voice of a donkey or a burning bush. You know, that's the way God spoke to Moses. If he does not get our attention otherwise, God tends to speak through everyday mechanism, you know. The common way is for God to speak through a small, still voice. Let's quickly open our Bible to the book of 1 Kings 19:11-14. I want people from the congregation to read, because this is a Bible study, you know. Sometimes we may not have opportunity to stop the preacher, but here we can talk and discuss and ask questions. 1 Kings 19:11-14. Yes, sir. Yes.
Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because of the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, turned down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I atone, am left, and they seek to take my life.
Praise the Lord.
Verse 15.
Yeah.
Then the Lord said to him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Azazel as the king over Syria.
Praise the Lord. You know, God spoke to Elijah here in a small, still voice. You know, just like I've said earlier on, that it's very important for us to slow down. You know, if God is going to speak to us in a still small voice, you know, we have to separate ourselves and listen, you know. We have to be in his presence, you know. If not, even when God is speaking, you know, we may not be able to hear. And God will help us in Jesus' name. He said, the word of God may take on a revealed meaning for your life, so that you can behold wondrous things out of it, you know. Psalm 119 verse 18. The word of, you know, God can speak to us through his word. Through his word, he may reveal things to us. Psalm 119 verse 18. He said, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. You know, that God can speak to us through his word, you know, even as we come to church like this in the house fellowship, even when we are doing our own personal, you know, when we are doing our own personal Bible study, God can speak to us, you know. And you know, he's talking about law here. You know what is law? The law guides us. It tells us what to do and what not to do. So the same thing happens to us as a Christian. The law is the book of, is the word of God, the Bible. So he's going to tell us, do this, don't do this. If you do this one, you know, it's going to point us to the right path to go. It will point us to the right path, and not point us to the path that will destroy us in Jesus' name. So that is what the word God can speak to us through his word. So the same thing in Luke 4:17. Luke chapter 4, verses 17 to 22. Now we there, Luke 4:17-22. Nobody is reading. Somebody to read from the congregation. Luke 4:17-22.
And he was standing in the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he had opened the book. He found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 20. Then he closed the book, and it gave back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So all this bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son?
Praise
he
the
said
Lord.
To them, verse 23, he said to them, you will surely say this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have had done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.
Praise the Lord. This is Jesus Christ, our perfect example, you know, when he entered the synagogue and he just, you know, the word of God, you know, he read the word of God, and the word of God is speaking to people. And look at the attitude of the people here, you know. That is one thing that we Christians, we should cease from doing, you know. He said, oh, is he not the son of Joseph, you know, just looking at him, who is this, you know. He was rejected in Nazareth, you know. He could not do a single miracle because people think they are familiar with him. So we should not have that attitude. When we come, we hear the word of God, we should run with it. When God is speaking to us through his word, we should run with it. You know, he said it's not uncommon through Rema that the spoken word of God, God can address situation of your life. This spoken word can come during sermon, Sunday school, house fellowship, just like I've said before, family altar and other medium. You know, make sure you go where the word of God is being spoken. You know, sometimes I used to tell people, it's not when you are down. It's not when you are passing through some phases that you should not come to church. And the devil knows, he isolates us, you know. It is then that we see 1,001 reasons why you should not come to church. You know, the devil knows all this, and that God is interested, just like we said before, that God is interested in all aspects of our life. So he knows, and he will position people. You know, some people, then they go to somewhere and say, oh, I greeted somebody, the person did not answer me well, so I'm not going. It is the devil. We have to know, and we have to say to him, get thee behind me. You know, he isolates people. You know, he knows where you are going to hear the word of God. He knows where God is going to speak to you. It is then that you will be finding blame. You know, you'll be condemning people, judging people. Last week I was even calling her. The pastors were so rude. You know, those are the devices of the enemy. We have to know, because you know when you are facing some things, when you are going through some things in life, the devil wants to isolate you so that you will not be able to fellowship with other believers. Then God will not be able to speak to you. Then he will isolate you and you will be suffering alone. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. We receive new grace to say, get behind me to Satan in Jesus' name. God also speaks through open vision, as in the case of Jacob's ladder or the book of Revelation. The opposite is closed vision. Here images are formed in your mind. Eyes, dreams also fall in this category. You know, some images may be forming your eyes, dreams are not, you know, all those things, they fall in the category of vision. It is also possible for God to speak in a way we choose if we ask him to do so, as in case of Gideon. You know, sometimes when we want something, you know, we want God, please give me, speak to me. You know, we can ask. That's why I said all this thing, before God can speak to us, we have to desire it. It's not something that we just come. No, we have to ask God, you know, we have to desire it and put ourselves so that God will be able to speak to us. He said God may speak through your situation sometimes as a mark of correction. Now let's quickly look at Hebrews chapter 12 verse 8. If you are there before me, you can read Hebrews 12:8.
If he doesn't collect you, then you don't really belong to him. Our earthly father collects us, and we still respect them. Isn't it even better to be given a true life by telling our spirit's father collect us?
Praise the Lord. You know, God's word can be a form of correction to us. You know, when we hear the word of God, you know, there are some things, maybe we have our way of doing things, and when we come to a church like this or house fellowship, when God will speak to us, you know, we should, you know, it says here that even our earthly parents, they correct us. How much more? We should even be happy when God corrects us. You know, we should not have the attitude of saying, oh, I'm not going to listen. You know, they know my situation. That's why they are talking about. Sometimes God just positions people and they just talk straight, and you just take it, you know, not complaining, and we obey it, and God will help us in Jesus' name. We've been talking about what are the ways God speaks to us. God, you know, God is interested in every area of our life. That's why he said, I wish, brethren, I wish above all that you prosper, even as you be in good health, even as our souls, you know, prosper. He wants us to prosper in everything we lay our hand on, so that's why he speaks to us, you know. And I said that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the communication line between us. You know, God can speak to us through his word. You know, God can, in a vision, in a dream, you know, God can speak to us even from the things that we can see. You know, if you look at those wonderful things God has created, you know, looking at everything, and you look at it and say, isn't this God so wonderful? Praise the Lord. Any question, we should have question. I've said God still speak to people. I said how about 2 weeks ago I went to somebody's house, and the person said, you know, that God has been speaking to him about where the house fellowship should be done in his home, that the house fellowship should be done in the most beautiful place in his home. God is still speaking. We have to desire, you know. If we don't have the desire, he will not speak to us. And we know those things that we do, that God will not speak to us. We know it, you know. We have to present ourselves very well. You know, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We cannot afford to grieve the Holy Spirit. If not, we break the communication line between God and us. Questions? Anyone have not said? Hallelujah.
We must have spiritual perspective on life. In other words, every area of our lives. It's not only when things are not going well that we start to think spiritually. Even when things are going well, what is God saying? Because God might be speaking to us in our circumstance. The missing part of the bulletin there is actually that God can also speak to you in your circumstance. I mean, as a mark of approval. And that is in John chapter 15, verse 2. Because the Bible says, he said, the branch that bears fruit, he also prunes. So that it is not all difficulties. It's not all that we are going through that necessarily is a mark of the devil. Sometimes God is causing you to grow. God is making you to understand him better. God wants to reveal, he's wanting your attention. He wants to reveal his mind to you. He wants to send you on another assignment. He wants to promote you. He wants to tell you something else. And you are busy doing something else, not listening to him. So he will create circumstances. He will create situations that will bring your attention to him. Except we learn as children of God to live a life in the Spirit. You know, to be in touch with the Spirit of God. God may be speaking to us. And we will not know. You know, that particular saying that God is interested in all aspects of our lives is actually true. In other words, you need to be asking God's opinion on every aspect of your life. Your finance, your health, your marriage, your children, your business. Keep asking God for his opinion. Don't take things for granted. Don't think that something is too trivial. We showed it to us not long ago how God is interested, and I like the word that was used there, trivial things. God is interested in trivial things of our lives. So we need to hear God on every aspect of our lives and hear him continuously. It's very crucial. It's not something that is past. You know, it's very easy for us to quote one preacher or the other, but never really having that personal relationship, you know, as a mark that God himself is communicating with us. It's something that every child of God should desire, that they have that kind of personal relationship to actually know the mind of God. You see, when God speaks to you, he will be confirming to me too. He has a way of confirming. When he says something to one of his children, he's not likely to be contradicting himself. So, but if we are not on the same page, or if we are not all embedded or immersed in him, somebody will be judging the situation through their flesh, somebody will be judging the situation through the spirit. And what are we going to have? We're going to have war, contradictions, confusion, arguments. So we'll be doing ourselves a lot of good if we learn to listen for his voice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Can we just begin to thank God for what we have had this morning? Appreciate the word of God that you have just heard. And then we bless you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. Father, we give you praise. Begin to ask for grace so that you will not grieve the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father God Almighty, enable me, O Lord. I ask for grace, O Lord, that I will not grieve the Holy Spirit, O Lord. Ask that you not break the line of communication between you and God. You know, just like we have heard that we have to desire, you know, to hear from God. Ask God to give you more grace so that you will desire. You'll be able to commune with him. You'll be able to commit everything into his hand. Father God Almighty, O Lord, that even as we have had enough, Lord, that they should, Lord, ask for more grace so that you'll be able to separate yourself to be in his presence. If he's going to speak to us in a small, still voice, Father, ask for more grace. So, Lord, that I'll be able to separate myself. Lord, that even as we just do. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.